Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Great tackle, Moses Mbai. 13 seconds left in the game. Dallin Mutini to Lesniak. Jazz Tavanga. Tavanga got away to Usi. They batted on. It comes out to Reece Walsh. Walsh has got a bit of room to move. He gets it away to Pompey. And then Montoya again. They're out of time.
Full time.
And it's the ball is still loose, though. Picked up by Sean Johnson. We're out of time. He needs to fire the pass back across the centre. And he does to Usi. Oh, now they go right side. Tavanga gets it away to Katoa. Murchie. Vailea. Vailea sends it back to the middle again. Tavanga. Tavanga throws it across to Johnson. Johnson down the centre. Gets it away to Tohu Harris. Ben Murdoch Masilla. And it's going to be cleaned up. And that will be the ball game. A very exciting end to a controversial game. Dragons 24, Warriors 18. It was a good game to watch. Good effort on a part of both sides. We do have that drama, and the drama being, we believe, the Dragons were unsuccessful in a captain's challenge in the first half and then given another captain's challenge in the second half. So a miscalculation by somebody. We'll wait and see how much more we hear about that. But it's not going to change anything. Dragons 24 have defeated the Warriors 18. And it was a must-win, really, for both these sides. But after last week, the Dragons, they could have won last week. They came out of Golden Point losers, but they get a win today. At the very least, Del, the Dragons this year are a good, honest, have-a-crack side.
Yeah, they are. That's all the fans wanted to see, is some consistent football from them. I know they were disappointed last week, but, you know, you watch the Dragons play like on Anzac Day and you go, you know the potential of this squad. They had to win today. I just think it was important for them where they were both placed. So, yeah, good work by the Dragons. And, mate, there were some good players out there for the Dragons. Well done, the Red V.
Let's go down to you, Chickle White, on the sideline.
Yeah, boys, just an update on the captain's challenge. I am told they were given their captain's challenge back, so no drama
here. Okay, alrighty. So no dramas whatsoever. A storm in a teacup, so if you're on Twitter worrying about all that, everything is okay. The captain's challenge thing is A-okay. They were given their captain's challenge back. Dragons have won the game 24-18 over a Warriors side who, I guess there'll be individuals there, under a lot of pressure now. They're not winning enough games this year. They've been beaten by 70 in one outing. They've been beaten by 12 players in another outing. They've been beaten in a close one today. We know that they've been over here now for 3 years, which is not ideal. I make the point once again. I think a lot of people think that. Let's go down to you because you're with our man Aaron Woods.
Yeah, boys, I'm down here with Aaron Woods. Woodsy, you got a win. How good?
Yeah, Charlie, we got the win, but geez, you make it look ugly. We controlled the possession, worked Alan Gray, and just silly errors again. You know, we spoke in the first half, 4 yardage errors, put yourself under pressure, and, you know, side with Sean Johnson, Reece Walsh, it's just hard to contain. So we're happy with the 2 points, but a lot to learn from that.
And a great moment with Michael Molo scoring a try on debut. How good?
Yeah, really good. It's funny because another bloke in our team, Blake Laurie's played, I think, 90-odd first-grade games and can't get a try. So Mick comes out and scores in his first couple of touches. So I'm really happy for him, and he's worked real hard. He come down on a training trial, and he's just shown why he deserves that contract tonight.
And yeah, backing up tonight, aren't you? Going to call the Roosters-Panthers game at Triple M.
Yeah, look, Hook gave me a little last 15, 20 minutes off, so I was more worried about the game. No, I'm joking. Anything for the Triple M call team.
Yeah, thanks, Woodsy. Have a good one.
Cheers, Charlie.
Yeah, good on you, Woodsy. We love Aaron
he's
Woods.
Good. He's good. He's mate, all those boys are doing a good job. Wade, Graham, they're all doing a good job here.
Yeah.
And when they come in here, they... it's good to hear from the current players. And, you know, one of my favourites too, just retired recently, is James Graham.
Oh, Jam is great.
Mate, I know you work with him a bit when he speaks.
Yeah, no, we love the guys. Yeah. And we've got Wade Graham here too. He's doing a fantastic job. But it's been a great win for the Dragons today. A couple of big games coming up across the weekend. And remember, it's all back on deck tomorrow at 1, the Sunday sin bin, and then 4 o'clock, the match of the day. We'll have that for you as well. Leading into Origin, we'll have everything you need to know.
But what's the Sunday sin bin?
Well, the Sunday sin bin's a show. It's still the same show. It's on every Sunday at 1 o'clock. Let's take a break and we'll come back and wrap it up as Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Cody Ramsey. He's gone right through Cody Ramsey. He's just going to need support. He's got McKaylee outside, but he goes inside to Amoni, who taken beautifully by Lussing. 10 metres out, quick play the ball, though. He's in a dummy half. He gets the pass away to Lomax. And Lomax scores for the Dragons. Great play. The hero of the whole thing, Del, Cody Ramsey.
Cody Ramsey, he's on. He's on fire.
Team Hot Water. Triple M Rocks Footy.
Welcome back to it. Well, you come live to us at Cogra Jubilee, and Michael Molo, who scored a try and debut, and some of the local New Zealanders from both camps, Dragons and Warriors, are performing a haka for him, which is just absolutely, I just think that's absolutely beautiful. And the young kid who scored a try and debut, he loves it. Now he's shaking their hands and giving them all a big hug.
Yeah, that's passion. That's culture. That's what I love about sport. You know, it just resonates with culture and your people. I think we've got the Pacific Nations, you know, test matches coming up soon. And I love the way they represent rugby league in the men's and women's. Well done, young Molo. Mate, the first game and one try. So there's Chika White on the screen there. Chika White taking the photo.
Yeah, Charlie White, our man. We asked him, could he get an interview? No, but he can get a selfie with the bloke. Unbelievable. This bloke is red hot. Anyway, homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. Homeloans.com.au. Let's have a little talk about who you think should get the 3-2-1 points. Homeloans.com.au. Del, it's over to you.
Yeah, look, I know this is going to be very biased, you know, as an outside back, but I just think today the forwards did a good job through the middle. No one really sort of, you know, had big meters. All the forwards did the job, but I think the outside backs were wonderful today. They carried the ball well. Ben Hunt did a good job there getting them around, and young Amone, I thought he did a really good job. But anyway, my 1 point goes to Moses Sully. I think 179 metres there. He carried the ball strong, 18 runs. Zach Lomax was great. 2 tries and did a lot of great good things out there. You know, he only had 73 metres, but he did a lot of the hard work. And I know, you know, you were saying that he was close to your best in the field. But Cody Ramsey, I think Cody Ramsey set the scene early. Wonderful game from Cody Ramsey. Everything he did today was quality. So well done to Cody Ramsey. 149 metres, 13 runs. And the way that he brought the ball back in these conditions, you know, he had a job to do today, and he did it in these conditions.
All right, so you are done now for the week?
No, we've got another game tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow we've got Sharkies Titans.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll call that game for you. We're just trying to get this interview with Michael Molo.
Yeah.
Charlie White, who is our man on the sideline there. If you've just joined us, Michael Molo is the brother of Francis, scored a try on debut. Very somber look in the Warriors sheds on full time of this game. They really are, they must be under pressure. You know, you can keep on saying that they're based in Australia. That's all awful. We know that, but we know that they're up there living in Brisbane now in their own homes with their families. So I think some of these games this year they should have just won. Let's go back to you on the sideline, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm here with the man at the moment, Michael Molo. Congratulations, mate, on debut.
Oh, thanks, mate. Feels like it's all a dream come true. So I'm just real happy, especially to get the win. So yeah, mate.
And to debut alongside your brother, how special is that?
Oh, just like I said, it still feels like a dream, mate. We used to talk about this when we were kids. Just to get my debut, let alone... Thanks, bro. Yeah, just to get my debut, I'm so happy, but let alone with my brother, it's a proud moment for our family.
And you scored a try. You just couldn't have scripted it any better.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get score a try. I was just happy to get my debut, so everything else is just a bonus. Just to get the win and score the try, I'm just happy for the team, yeah.
And down here on the sideline, you got a lot of friends and family. I saw them performing a haka for you, is that right?
Yeah, mate, these are all my mates since I was a little boy. We grew up in the same neighbourhood, so I'm happy they all bought tickets from Brisbane, like about 10 of them here, so real happy to... Real happy they came to watch my debut. It's probably going to be a big night tonight, but yeah.
Well, go and enjoy it, mate. Congratulations.
Thanks, mate. Thanks.
All right. Well, I hope it's going to be a big night, but for God's sake, let's not read about it in the papers.
No, we won't, mate. Give the players some respect.
Okay.
Everyone knows their job now and knows their rules.
All right. Well, that might be just about it for us. Yeah. I think, everybody, it's been a great win for the St. George Illawarra Dragons over the Warriors. Hear more about it tomorrow on our show, The Simbin, followed by the game we are going to call. And, Del, I'll be calling that game with you.
Yes, can't wait, mate. That's 3 games for us in 3 days. Awesome.
But we also have a call tonight of the Roosters-Penrith game,
which we'll
have that for you. Woods is going to join us for that, and Andy Raymond. So got a good call team ready for that one, and that'll be on air as live.
It's Dobbo.
Dobbo, Benny Dobbin. Well, equally as good. Dobbo and Woodsy as Triple M rocks the footy.
Giddy up.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
then by again, then De Bellen, then Hunt. Hunt goes right side. And
oh, great kick.
He puts a little kick in, and it's going.
Try.
It's going to be a try to Lomax. Well, Zaitken tried to bat it over the dead ball line, but he didn't kick it hard enough. Adam Fanua Blake, given to Sean Johnson, kicks out for his wing. Up goes Dallin, bats it back in field, and I think this is going to be a try to Vailea, as long as he grounded it, and he did. And the Warriors strike back. Reece Walsh gets it away to Johnson. Johnson ricochets out of a tackle and scores for the Warriors to put them in front for the first time this afternoon. Hunt goes Amoni. He gets it away to Ramsey.
Yeah.
Ramsey cuts right through. It's a Dragons try, 10-all. Johnson on the last. There's the kick out to the wing. Up they go. This will be a try to Vailea. No question at all. Johnson and then Walsh. And then it comes out along the line to Dallin Watini Zalesniak, who dives over in the corner and nearly takes the photographer out. 2 metres out from the Warriors' line on tackle two. Hunt is there now. Gets it away to Michael Molo.
Bang.
And he goes over almost untouched on debut right under the post. 10 metres out. Quick play the ball. He's in a dummy half. He gets
Lomax.
A pass away to Lomax. And Lomax scores for the Dragons. Great play. The hero of the whole thing, Del Cody Ramsey. Johnson kicks for the in goal. Fionnet's got it. Oh, he throws the pass in goal to Lomax. And Lomax has got it. Lomax is almost back into the field of play. Great run, Zachy Lomax.
Oh, Zach Lomax.
He doesn't get out.
No, there's six Warriors players.
It's play on. He got back in the field of play.
No, he didn't.
That's the greatest effort you will ever see. How Zach Lomax got out of there. Man of the match, Zach Lomax right there. And that will be the ball game. A very exciting end to a controversial game. Dragons 24, Warriors 18.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.